Who's that?
You're on the stream.
This is Albert Steinberg, a delegate from WBAI. My name was not called.
Well, we're gonna first of all, that we're gonna go on the stream. Do you have us on the stream?
Yes. You're on the stream.
Okay, I'm Tony Norman, vice chair, and could the secretary formally call him?
I'm not aware of any elections for chair or vice chair.
Could the secretary formally call? Formally call him.
Grace Aaron, KPFK.
I'm here, but I have a point of order. I request that Javon.
This is a roll call.
I have a point of order regarding the roll call. I request that Javon Gammon and Afia Wangaza be removed from the roll call and this body because they were not properly elected. Neither have signed affiliate
agreements.
Could the
secretary just proceeding to establish a quorum? Could you just proceed with the roll call?
The affiliate network was...
Alexander, KPFK.
Okay. Please, I have a point of order.
Could you wait to reconvene the meeting?
Not properly
you're not recognized as a point of order to reconvene the meeting, so we're getting the roll call. Then you can make your objections and do whatever you want to do. But we got to convene the meeting. So, Secretary, could you continue calling the roll?
Alexander.
Here.
Alexander here. Bethune, KPFT.
Here.
Bethune here. Brown, WPFW. Can't hear you. By the way, Alexander's from KPFK. Casnave, KPFT. Adriana, Casnave, KPFT.
Here.
Present. Bill Crozier, KPFT.
Here.
Present. Brian Edwards Tickert, KPFA.
Here.
Present. Jose Luis Fuentes, KPFA.
Present.
Present. Javon Gammon, Uhura Radio Affiliate.
Present.
Present. Jan Goodman, KPFK. Jan Goodman.
Oh, I'm here. I was on mute. Sorry.
Present. Janet Coburn, KPFA, is present. Tony Norman, WPFW. Tony?
Okay. Yes, present.
Present. Michael Novick, KPFK.
Present.
Present. Afia Nwangaza, WMXT affiliate. Can't hear you. Patel Adams, KPFT.
Present.
Present. Ron Pinchback, WPFW. Can't hear you. Nancy Sorden, WPFW. Can't hear you. Margie Wilkinson, KPFA.
I'm here.
Present. We have quorum, Chair.
Okay, and let's do some housekeeping. We'll get some timekeepers. Anybody willing to keep the time? Margie?
Margie, I'll keep the time on the items if someone else can keep the time on the individual speakers.
Adriana will take this.
We need to explain this to the new people, I think.
Okay, to the new people, we're having timekeepers. Someone would keep the subject matter. We have allotment of time, and each person, I think, has, what is it? How much each individual
90
has?
90 seconds.
90 seconds. Those are our standing rules of the P&B. So we have, who is keeping the time on the individuals?
Adriana.
Okay. And I didn't see any excused absences, but as vice chair, I'm presiding over this meeting today. The chair has termed out till we see the officers, and or we have a permanent election of officers, and then we'll have the... an election of a pro tem chair.
Nancy here.
Okay, Nancy, you here?
Yes. Somebody gave me the wrong code. Somebody gave me the wrong code to begin with.
So
I would like to make my...
Is this Nancy Sorden, WPFW?
Yes, it is.
All right, gotcha.
And
this is Grace Aaron from KPFK. I'd like to make my point of order before we begin this meeting.
What's your point of order?
I request that Javon Gammon and Ifeah Wangaza be removed from this body because they were not properly elected. Neither have signed affiliate agreements. The affiliate network was not given ample notification of the election. The PNB improperly elected the two separately in violation of and to get around the bylaws mandated STV procedure, which would have ensured that the PNB minority could have elected at least one of them. These irregularities are clear bylaws violations. I strongly object to them being seated.
My ruling on that, the PNB discussed those objections at the time they were, these individuals were presented as candidates. And the PNB voted on these candidates as affiliates, and I would rule that they are properly seated. Now, you can go through the procedures if you want to remove
I
a delegate
like to,
or whatever.
I would like to challenge that ruling, and this is a new PNB, and bylaws violations should be considered very seriously.
Okay, if you want to challenge that ruling, we can go to a vote on that.
I would like to...
Is there a second?
Is there a second to that challenge of the ruling, Mr. Chair?
Yes, a second.
Alexander, KPFK, second.
I'm sorry, who? Who was that?
John Alexander, KPFK.
Okay.
Adriana, that's me.
Yes, Adriana.
Mr. Chair, personally, I mean, we don't, this new PNB have nothing to do, cannot undo what the other PNB did, unless that is a different procedure. Have nothing to do with the point of order. This is not a point of order. Will be simple for all of us if we agree in what the point of order is. Thank you.
But I rule that I didn't find that a point of order, but she wants to keep challenging the ruling of the chair. I didn't find a point of order in order. So we can go to the vote on that. If you vote yes,
Bill
you're
for the
supporting
stack.
A, who is that?
Bill Crozier.
Bill Crozier, yes.
And Jan Goodman from KPFK.
Bill Crozier and Jan, yes.
Well, I can't think of anything more appropriate than making sure that we're complying with the bylaws. And I know there were numerous objections raised last month, and just because the PNB did something doesn't mean that it's correct. And there were just numerous violations. And I recall, in addition to what Grace mentioned, the two directors are supposed to be, the affiliate directors are supposed to be elected by single transferable voting, according to the bylaws, and that wasn't done, and it apparently was done to circumvent the bylaws restriction. And I'm very concerned that here we have maybe they're really nice people, but they're supposed to be representing affiliate stations, and they don't even have an affiliate agreement. They're not even carrying, as I understand it, Pacifica programming, and they're not even, and one of them, I believe, is not even owned by a nonprofit organization. So I just think that this, we really need to let them reapply if they want to, but let's do it right. Let's have the proper notice to the only affiliates instead of this secret process where only the inside people, you know, knew about the affiliate election. Let all the affiliates submit applications, and then we can do it right and consistent with the bylaws. It won't take that long. It shouldn't take but a few weeks.
Janet K. to the stack.
Okay, we have Jan Goodman and Janet K.
In addition, this is Jan Goodman. In addition, the bylaws state that there was supposed to be 30 days notice given of the meeting when the election was supposed to happen. That specific bylaws, Article 5, Board of Directors, Section 4B requires 30-day notice of the election, and that. Given to the PNB, and that was never happened. And even if they are transmitting Pacifica programs, they do not have a written agreement, and a written agreement is also required under the Pacifica bylaws. And as I understand it, the board of directors and the purported affiliate representatives have been notified that a lawsuit is going to be filed. And so it's incumbent on us to not, you know, go forward at the beginning of the year, at the beginning of these new terms, with another lawsuit, because we're violating the law, we're violating the bylaws so clearly, and we need to stop violating the bylaws. The bylaws are there. 30 days notice was not given. They do not have a written agreement. It's clear. These people need to step aside.
Time's
there needs
up.
To be a new election, and
time.
There needs to be instant runoff.
I'm sorry, your time. Janet Kay?
Right. Well, I mean, I'm hearing some statements that there was, for example, no written agreement. Well, I don't see any proof of that, and so there people can make claims, but I don't see proof of that. But
well, a written agreement.
Excuse me. Please don't interrupt.
Point of order. Point of order. We're not going to interrupt the speaker. We did not interrupt anyone, so do not interrupt the speaker.
I apologize. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I hope that doesn't isn't taken away from my time. Anyway, okay, so the bylaws were followed precisely when it came to the Javon Gamon's appointment, because the bylaws stated that application has to be in by November 15th. That was the case. The application was shared with the PNB on December 1st. Bylaws say that. And then there was a meeting to noticed in time to, well, that was the only application, so there couldn't be an STV vote. So, and in the past, there were not STV votes, like I believe in 2014, because there were only two candidates. So STV is not required. And then, there was ample opportunity for affiliates to be nominated precisely by the bylaws. That has happened in the past. It didn't happen this year or last year. Why? Well, I don't know, but I have some ideas, but I'm not going to go there. And then there was an agreement to have like a compromise for the second seat, because that one, no matter what was done with that, the bylaws would have been violated, because it was already past the deadline. And so then only one application came in for the second seat, and so we ceded the second seat.
Your time is up.
So that's, yeah, so that's...
Okay, your time is up.
That.
Okay. Okay, we'll now go to the vote on the ruling of the... A ruling of the chair. A yes vote is to sustain the ruling of the chair that the official.
Hello.
No vote is to overrule.
Hello, can you hear me?
Who is that?
Yes.
Who is that?
Frank Lefevre. I had little trouble in the apartment. I'm sorry, I'm calling in late.
Who is that?
Frank Lefevre from listener director from WBAI.
Oh, I'm sorry. We don't have you on the roll yet. We'll have to deal with that. But now we'll go to the...
This is Lydia's on the call.
Okay. Lydia is the interim executive director. We'll now go to the vote on sustaining the chair. A yes is sustaining the chair. A no is not supporting the chair.
Point of information, can you tell me what the ruling of the chair was so I'll know what I'm voting on?
Well, you're not voting just yet, so, Madam Secretary...
No, but I need to know what it is before...
I'm sorry, you're not on the roll just yet, so, Madam Secretary...
What do you mean I'm not on the roll?
Madam Secretary, can you please call the roll?
Yes, with regard to sustaining
the chair. We're voting that... And that
the affiliates
were properly seated. Grace Aaron.
No.
Aaron, no. Alexander.
No.
Alexander, no. Bethune. Can't hear you. Jim Brown. Can't hear you. Castaneda.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier.
No.
No. Edward Steekert.
Yes.
Yes. Fuentes.
Yes.
Yes. Gammon.
Yes.
Yes. Goodman.
No.
No. Coburn votes yes.
Goodman votes no.
Norman, yes. Goodman votes no. Coburn votes yes. Norman.
I'll wait till you finish this.
Oh, I'm sorry. Novick?
Yes, to uphold the chair.
Yes. Nwangaza, I don't think it's here. Patel Adams?
Abstain.
Abstain. Pinchback?
Abstain.
Abstain. Sorden?
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson?
All right, where's Jim?
Yes. One moment.
Jim Hello? Brown.
Jim Brown.
Can you hear
Jim?
Me?
Yeah.
I voted yes. You didn't hear me?
The number.
No. Brown votes yes. Bethune.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Bethune?
Yes.
Oh, you're here. Yes. That's Wesley Bethune, KPFT. And Nwangaza didn't hear her. Let me count.
Point of order.
Point of order. Point of order.
We don't recognize points of order during the vote. We have to wait.
Point of order. You haven't called everybody's name.
You are disenfranchising the directors from WBAI. We're duly elected.
Madam Secretary, have you tallied up the...
Yes, I have 10 yes.
This is an illegal...
Four no.
Excuse me. You did not fool me.
This is an illegal...
I'm sorry.
Chair, do you wish to vote?
Point of order. Point of order, you did not call me. You did not ask for my vote. Frank Lefever, listener director from WBAI.
The chair is sustained, and we'll move on now. I think we can...
Wait, one moment.
Excuse me, that's out of order.
Chair, do you wish to vote?
Point of order.
I said yes.
Chair,
proceed without the director.
Chair votes yes. So the vote
Excuse
is
me.
11
Excuse
yes,
me.
4 no, 2 abstain, and it's
you
passed.
Are
Excuse me, you did not poll me for my vote.
Upheld.
Point of order.
You did not poll Frank Lefever for his vote.
Okay, and now before we proceed, before
point
I recognize
order,
that we have some house cleaning matters, we need to get
point order, Mr. Chair.
A motion to continue as presiding as pro tem chair.
Point of order, Mr.
Excuse
Chair.
Excuse me.
Point of order.
Excuse me. Point of order. You cannot continue until my vote is taken.
Could we get a motion for to continue as pro tem as chair?
So moved.
Brian here.
Oh.
Yes.
Point of order. This is impossible.
I move that Tony Norman continue as pro tem chair and Janet Coburn continue as pro tem secretary until the Pacific
point of order.
Board concludes
I
elections
order.
For permanent
This is improper.
We got second.
Second. Martin.
Point of order.
Secretary, can you call the roll?
Point of order.
Point of order.
This is Alex Steinberg, delegate.
Point of order. You're not
point of order. You cannot take this vote without
Madam Secretary.
I am putting you on legal notice that this meeting is being conducted illegally.
Madam Secretary,
you will be answerable for
the motion made.
I'm trying.
You
okay.
have been put on notice. This will not be an error. This will be a personal
Aaron.
Negligence.
Madam Chair, could you please call the roll on the motion made?
The motion being
point of order.
Tony Norman and
point of order
remain.
You have
as
not taken the
pro tem and Janet Coburn as pro tem. I'm sorry, Tony Norman as pro tem chair. And Janet Coburn is pro tem secretary until we have a new election. Is that right, Brian?
This motion's not in
yes,
order.
Yes, I just sent it out in
writing. Point of order. You are disenfranchising the WBAI constituency.
If WBAI
elected me and other directors.
When you get to that item, we will deal with that. You're out of order. I'm not recognizing
no.
you. Get to that on the agenda.
No, excuse me.
So, Madam Secretary,
we reached that item first when you failed to call me on the roll call. Your failure to call me on the roll call already addressed that item.
You're a roll call vote without the WBI directors.
That's
Aaron
on Rhodes.
Mr. Chair, you need to establish the role for
right,
that
hasn't been Adam Secretary, call
no other motions
or
in order.
Motion, please. No directors have
Aaron?
A right to tell other directors they cannot be seated.
Madam
That's
Secretary,
a self-selecting board.
Aaron.
A self-selecting board.
What
Mr. Chair, you need to recognize the points of order and establish 30. The role.
Brian, would you repeat the motion?
No motions in order until we get the roll all finished.
Please.
The
previous
roll
call
continuous pro tem chair and Janet Coburn continuous pro tem secretary until the PNB completes elections for permanent officers.
And would you now call
point of order,
Aaron?
Proper to
Grace
do that.
Aaron.
No.
No. Alexander.
No.
No. Bethune.
Yes.
Yes. Brown.
Yes.
Yes. Katznave.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier.
You were not. Whenever this motion is out of order because we didn't
How do you
complete
vote?
The roll call. This motion is out of
How
order.
How do you vote? I'm calling the roll. How do you vote?
We need to complete the roll call first, and you
All
need,
right.
to, need to rule on the
moving ahead.
Rule
Edward
on
Seeker.
The legitimately elected director.
I'm putting you as present but not voting. Edward
Seeker. Point of order, that is improper. That is improper. He's not
Edward
he's not being allowed to vote.
Brian votes yes.
I am not being allowed
yes.
to vote.
Fuentes.
Yes.
Yes. Gammon. Can't hear you. Goodman. Goodman? Jan Goodman?
No.
No. Coburn votes yes. Melvick?
Gammon is on the line.
Yes.
I dropped off.
Sorry. How do you vote, Javon?
To be honest with you, I didn't hear what we were voting on. It was a lot of commotion and thing. So I'm really not familiar with the process. And it's so what am I voting on? What is the vote that's being?
This
I dropped off the phone call.
Chair, should I?
Yes.
Could you repeat? Yes, you
okay.
can repeat. Yes.
So the motion is that Tony Norman remain as chair pro tem and Janet Coburn remain as secretary pro tem until we have an election for permanent offices.
Tony Norman remain as
yes.
Yes. Well, somebody has some echoing, some... Okay, please mute. Please mute your phones if you're not speaking. I'm calling the roll, so it's alphabetical order by last name, so unmute when your name is nearly reached. Michael Novick.
Yes.
Excuse me, I believe.
Nwangaza.
Does it not?
Nwangaza.
Yes.
Sorry?
I believe L comes before it.
I'm sorry.
It is not.
Efia Nwangaza, did I hear you vote?
Yes.
Yes. To tell
Excuse
Adam.
Me, did you call Frank Lefebvre?
To tell Adams.
Yes.
Yes. Ron Pinchback.
Yes.
Yes. Nancy Sorden.
Yes.
Yes. Margie Wilkinson.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, let me count.
You know,
excuse me.
Point of order, I still must protest that, you know, the chair still is not ruled on the point of order.
We're taking a bill out of order. Could you wait?
This motion's out of order, Mr. Chair.
We're your points of order.
I have.
You finished, Madam Secretary.
Chair, I have 13 yes, 3 no,
order from the start.
0 abstain, and 1 present without voting. Present not voting.
Okay.
Chair, do you wish to vote?
Okay, Chair is not voting.
Not voting.
Okay, now I will hear those members' points of order. I think I heard Bill Crozier have a point of order, and I will hear those members' point of order now before we proceed. What was your point of order, Bill Crozier?
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chair. My point was, well, the first this should have taken place before that, but we haven't finished establishing the role, and apparently somebody has chosen not to call the names of the WBAI directors who were legitimately elected in a delegates meeting on Tuesday. It had quorum. It was properly noticed. They met all the conditions. And I think it's just highly irregular, and it's outrageous to not allow the duly elected representatives from one of our stations to be called during the roll, to be allowed to vote, and to participate in the meeting. And that seems to be what's going on right now.
Could we not speak during while a person is speaking?
Okay.
Thank you, but I want to make sure the bylaws are followed and that the legitimately elected representatives from WBAI be seated and be able to participate in the meeting just like the rest of us. This is just extremely prejudicial and unfair and contrary to the bylaws.
Okay, let me just say that you all have a legitimate right to object. You have a legitimate right to raise points of order, and you have a legitimate right to challenge the seating and that sort of. But you have to do it in a proper way. We have to listen to each other. We're on the phone call here. We have to respect each other. So if we're going to hear what your objections are, we will hear those. But you're going to have to respect the order of the meeting. So otherwise, we can't accomplish anything with a lot of yelling. So I heard Bill Crozier's point of order. My recommendation as chair is that let me finish. When we get to that item on the agenda, you can put that on the agenda, and the body can vote on it, that challenge. Or that you want to seat those delegates
from
New York and why. But at this point, I'm going to move that. I'm already speaking on the point of order. Could you wait till I finish?
No, I'm speaking on my point of order. I have a different point of order.
I'm addressing Bill Crozier's point of order. Please, we got to respect each other. So what I'm saying is, Bill, the legitimate way is when we get to that item, you can put that on the agenda. This body can discuss it.
But that is my point of order.
I'm talking to Bill Crozier's point of order. I would recommend.
Well, but I'm talking. I'm raising a point of order about your assertion right now.
Let him talk.
We have an item on the agenda that gets to directives, and you can put that item.
And that item is improper.
So I'm going to move on with the. Now I'm going to move on and say that I'm ruling that out of order, Bill.
Well, Mr. Chair, I appeal the ruling of the chair because this is very much in order. It has to do with the roll call and who is participating in the meeting. It's not about some future item on the agenda. It's about the roll and who gets to participate in the meeting.
Point of order.
You have not constituted a body legally. You cannot vote an item on the agenda until you constitute
a body. Adriana, you had a point of order?
Yes. Mr. Chair, please. Can ask members to wait. They can yell point of order, but they do not have the floor till the chair recognizes them.
I believe that all of us
are in LSVs, and we know that. Please adhere to that.
Okay, so that's my
point. Believe it's a point of information. Doesn't a point of order take precedence over that sort of thing?
We don't, the gentleman that's speaking, we don't have you on the roll. If you wish to be on the roll, someone has to put you on the agenda. We'll get to that item to deal with the seating of PA.
Excuse me.
But presently, you don't have any rights.
Excuse me. It is improper to single out the delegates from one particular station and put them on probation until the end of the meeting.
We should have been automatically seated
with the others immediately.
Sir, you shouldn't have gotten to that doing that. We'll get to that item on the agenda.
You have no right to put that on the agenda.
The Pacific National Board has no right to determine what
directors may sit on the board. A self-selecting board. This is a self-selecting board.
We're gonna go to a vote on that. If there's any other discussion on that point,
Chair, would you repeat your ruling, please?
Mr. Crozier said we're out of order because we don't have a complete list of people on the roll. A complete list of people. I guess he's referring to the BAI people on the roll. So he's objecting to the meeting proceeding until we deal with that. And my ruling is that is not out of order. He has properly placed that on the agenda, and we can deal with that issue.
May I explain my appeals of the ruling of the chair, please?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, well, can I go ahead?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Well, the PNB has no jurisdiction over the station delegates, you know, to the board from WBII. This is according to the bylaws. They were legally chosen at a full quorum meeting of the WBII Delegate Assembly. It was called by its elected chair, and they have the right to be recognized. The only PNB members over whom the board has perhaps some jurisdiction per the bylaws are the two affiliate directors and the at-large director, which we haven't had. So, you know, I think it's just important to recognize that these people from New York were legitimately and properly elected, and it's totally unfair and inappropriate to not recognize them and not allow them to participate in the meeting.
But, Bill, what I want to do is, I think you're making some substantive points. The appropriate thing for you to do is we got an item on the agenda for directors. Add that item on the agenda for directors, and we can debate that and discuss it. And you'll have an opportunity to present your position on that. And then we can debate it properly. But all I'm simply saying is, it's not in order.
Point of order. Point of order. It is not proper. It's not proper to delay. Excuse me.
That's
a point of order. It's a point of order. It is not proper to delay my being seated until after you reach a point on the agenda when you decide whether I get seated. I am seated automatically at the beginning of this meeting, whether you recognize it or not.
Okay, Madam Chair, Madam Secretary, we're going to vote on the ruling of the chair. A yes is to sustain the chair, and a no is to overrule the chair. So we're going to move on and go to the vote on that. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Aaron. Grace Aaron. We can't hear you.
The ruling of the chair?
Yes.
Okay. No.
No. Jonathan Alexander.
This vote is improper. I want to go on record to say this vote is improper. This man is automatically seated at the beginning of this meeting. I vote no, but this is improper.
No. Wesley Bethune.
Yes.
Yes. Jim Brown.
Yes.
Yes. Adriana Casnaves.
Yes.
Yes. Bill Crozier.
No, but I also agree that
Edward Speaker, Brian Edward Speaker. I'm just taking roll call. This is not a discussion. Brian Edward Speaker.
Yes.
Yes. Jose Luis Fuentes.
Yes.
Yes. Javon Gamon.
Yes.
Yes. Jan Goodman.
This is an improper vote. The people were seated, and to move that.
How do you vote?
Session.
Vote no.
No. Coburn votes yes. Tony Norman. I'm sorry. I'll get back to you. Michael Novick.
Yes.
Yes. Isia Mwangaza.
Yes.
Yes. Venetia Patel Adams. Can't hear you. You need to unmute. I'll get back to you. Ron Pinch. Sorry. Venetia, was that you? Okay. Ron Pinchbeck.
Yes.
Yes. Nancy Sorden. Can't hear you. Margie Wilkinson.
Yes.
Yes. One moment. So trying again, Venetia Patel Adams. Can't hear you. And Ron Pinchback.
Yes.
I'm sorry, you had already voted. Sorry. Nancy Sorden.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, let me count.
Point of order, that vote is null and void because I was not included in the poll, nor were any of the other WBAI delegates.
I have 12 yes, 4 no, 0 abstain, 0 not present. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Cheers.
Point of order, and may the recognition of this. We have tried everything within our power to exercise our rights to vote, and we have been denied them.
Approve the agenda.
I'm sorry, Chair, how do you vote? Do you wish to vote on this?
I said, no, I'm not voting.
Oh, okay, I didn't hear you. 12-4-0-1.
Okay, can we get a motion to approve the agenda?
Jose Luis Fuentes, motion to approve the agenda.
Is there a second?
Can I second?
Okay, let me just say this. For those BAI people, once again, if you want to hear your issue and air your issue, get one of your someone to put it on the agenda, and we will discuss it on today's agenda. We're going into amending the agenda now. You can add it to the agenda. Okay, do we have any discussion? You all should have received
the draft. That is improper. That is improper to ask delegates, to ask directors. It's improper to ask directors to wait till later to see if they are directors.
Okay. Okay, a standing rule that we
I'm
have
sorry,
on the agenda.
Quick point of information
stand.
About the phone.
Let me just say, who is that speaking?
Yeah, I'm sorry. This is Alexander, KPFK. It was just on the muting and the unmuting of the phone. I thought it might help you. Some people are having problems. If #1 is mute, then unmute is?
#.
No.
#1. Same.
Thank you.
Okay, now we have a standing rule that we're only going to spend 30 minutes on the agenda, and we're going to have 2 in favor and 2 against, and then we'll move on to a vote on the agenda. So is there any discussion on today's agenda?
I have a point of order.
Who is that?
This is Grace Aaron. It is
yes.
Beyond the a power of the Pacifica National Board to obviate the bylaws. And to unilaterally, by the decision of whoever put together the agenda and the roll, to disenfranchise all the directors from WBAI. This is improper. Every vote in this meeting and every agenda item that will be voted on is invalid. Pause.
Okay.
You do not have the power to disenfranchise all the representatives from WBAI. If you don't want to see the current, the elected members who are elected at the...
You're making a point of order. You're making a presentation.
From 2015.
Add it to the agenda, or we got to move on. Your objection has been recognized. Is there any further discussion on today's agenda?
Bill for the staff.
Yes. This is Jan Goodman from Los Angeles. I would like to add an agenda point to immediately follow so that it's the first point on the agenda to seat the WBAI representatives who were elected during the 2015 election, and if they are not seated, then to seat the WBAI representatives who were on the PNB during the last year.
That should be
the first thing on the agenda.
Well,
following the agenda approval.
This is Grace Aaron. I second.
Well, you're going to have to put that motion in writing. We also have a rule that you have to put your motions in writing and send them in so we understand exactly what you were saying. And basically, I see that there's 2 motions, but we'll proceed. There was a second. Is there any further discussion on the amendment, adding that item to the agenda?
Let's take a break for 5 minutes then so that we can put it in writing and send it to you.
Sorry, who's Jerry?
No, I'm sorry. We don't take breaks. You can write it up and send it in. We're going to proceed with discussion on it. Okay.
I'm sorry, Chair. Janet, I have a question about who made the motion? Who made the motion?
I don't.
Jan Goodman? Okay.
This is Jan Goodman. I guess I just sent it to PNB at Pacifica.org, and that will get to everybody?
Right.
Okay, I'll do that right now.
Point of information, Mr. Chair.
I'm sorry? Who is that?
Point of information. Yes.
Yes, Adriana.
Please, I do not understand. We have a motion on the floor is to approve the agenda, and it's seconded. What are we doing now?
Amending.
I'm sorry.
We're making a motion to amend the agenda.
We're about to go into discussion of the amendment to the agenda. Okay, and we're going to get two in favor and two against, and then we're going to go to the vote. Is there anyone who wishes to speak in favor of this?
Yes.
This is Jan Goodman.
Okay. You have 90 seconds. Jan Goodman.
Okay. I move to amend the agenda to determine who will be representing WBAI to the first point on the agenda, because the listeners at WBAI and the staff have a right to be represented at this meeting, and to move this discussion to some point after there are other points on the agenda is inappropriate. It's against the bylaws. We need to follow the bylaws. The people in New York need to have representation. If we can't determine today who those representatives are, then we need to at least have the PNB representatives from the last term continue, because at least they were elected. But for us to say, well, they don't get any representation at this meeting is inappropriate, it's against the bylaws, and it's a slap in the face to one of our member stations.
Okay, anyone speaking in favor of this motion? And our timekeeper is kicking time. Anyone else speaking in favor of this amendment?
Bill.
Yes, Bill.
Well, yes, it's clear that we need to follow the bylaws, and all stations should be represented. And I think it's just outrageous that we're even having to put this as an amendment to the agenda to seat the duly elected members of the from WBAI. And certainly, it should have been handled during roll call. And since the chair wanted to do it as a separate item, then we have to do it now. And it needs to be next before any other motions are voted on. So yes, it should be added, and it should be the first thing after we finish the agenda approval.
Okay, who's speaking against this motion? Anyone speaking against the motion?
This is Brian with a question.
Yes, Brian.
Is the intention of the motion that there's space for us to sort it out, or is the motion directing us to seat people when we get to that point on the agenda?
Oh.
I don't have the language in front of me yet.
Well, I mean, the point of it is to seat people.
The point of the motion is to actually seat people, if that means that we have to sort it out, then we sort it out. That's why I put in as an alternate, if we don't have the ability in some way to sort it out at this meeting, that we seat the PNB members who were duly elected previously and were sitting on this board, so that they have at least some representation. But to give them no representation is totally inappropriate.
Mr. Chair, this is Brian. I'd like to propose an amendment to the amendment.
Remember, this is just an amendment to the agenda. But that's what you're proposing an amendment to?
I want to change. I still haven't seen the language, but I just want to change it to an item titled WBAI Directors, at which point any motions would be in order. I'm not clear whether the originally proposed language locks us in. I think there should be a full airing of the issues. I would appreciate hearing the issues aired before whatever we vote on is fully formulated. So I'd just like the topic there, WBAI Directors.
Is there a second to that amendment?
Second.
Point of information.
Brian, where did you want to place this in your amendment to amendment? Where did you want to place it on the agenda?
Same place she proposed, just the topic, WBAI Directors.
Okay.
Where?
Immediately after agenda approval.
Okay. And how much time are you putting on that?
Okay.
Brian?
20 minutes.
20 minutes. Okay. Is that's been seconded? Is there any discussion on that amendment?
Could you please reread it?
Brian, could you restate your amendment?
It's to strike Jan Goodman's language and replace it with WBAI directors.
And does that include seating, the question of seating the members?
Yes, a motion.
The idea is it's a motion to amend the agenda. So once you amend the agenda and add that, then you can have motions during that item.
Okay, that's fine.
Point of information, Mr. Chair.
Yes, Adriana, what's your question?
I don't see the motion that, in writing, the motion that we are amending. Where is that motion?
Brian, could you get that in writing and Jan Goodman?
No, I mean the previous one. Is the previous one?
That's what I'm asking. Jan Goodman, could you get your motion in writing?
Wait a minute. Oh, I'm sorry, Ed. It didn't go through because I didn't have the address exactly right.
And Mr. Chair, can we stop the back and forth and everybody understand that have the floor only the one that you give the floor to?
Okay, could everyone not speak unless you recognize to be spoken, unless you recognize to speak by the chair? Okay, Brian has made his amendment to the amendment, which is to put the issue of WBAI on the agenda. Is there any objection to that?
I'm still not seeing any of the motions. I will not vote in something that I don't see.
Okay, Brian, did you get your motion in or amendment? Brian?
Give me 5 more seconds.
Okay.
Janet, point of information.
Yes, Janet, what's your question?
Actually, it sounded to me like Brian's was a substitute motion, not an amendment. Is that right?
Okay.
A substitute amendment. I think you could.
Yeah,
I think that's fair.
Amendment.
Yes, right. Well, technically, yeah. Substitutes are amendments.
Okay, I have Brian.
I just sent it out in writing.
It's up on my screen.
Does everyone have it? Adriana, do you have it?
Yes, Mr. Chair, it's just received.
Both. Okay, is there any objection to that amendment, substitute amendment to the agenda? Okay, it's adopted without objection. That will be amended to the agenda. Are there any other amendments to the agenda? Okay, no other amendments to the agenda. We'll now vote on the agenda as amended. Is there any objection to the agenda as amended? Okay, no objection to the agenda amended. We now have our agenda adopted. Okay, we'll now go to the first order on the agenda, and I believe that's the BAI matter.
Directors.
Correct. I'm sorry?
WBAI directors.
WBAI directors.
Oh, actually, we have minutes to approve.
But this goes before the minutes.
But we just voted to approve.
Okay, sorry.
Okay.
Jan Goodman
so
on
we'll,
the staff.
We have 20 minutes on this item, and we'll hear who wants to speak on this item.
Jan Goodman.
We have Jan Goodman. Who else? Okay, Jan, you want to proceed?
Yes, I make a motion to seat the WBAI directors who were duly and properly elected at their delegates' assembly on January 26th on the Pacifica National Board, and I have sent that to everyone.
Second.
Okay,
who
there's discussion.
That?
Alexander, KPFK.
Okay, is there it's been seconded. Is there any discussion on that matter? You want to motivate that?
This is Margie. I have a question.
Yes, Margie, what's your question?
My question is, I saw the email from R. Paul Johnson, is that his name? And it asserted that there was a quorum at the meeting. It did not identify who was present at the meeting or who constituted the quorum. And this is an important question because, as some of you may know, there's been some discussion here at this board about the question of an issue dealing with the question of a seating of an alternate in the BAI situation. So my first question is to someone from BAI, how was the quorum achieved, and who was present at the meeting, which is normally a part of the kind of report that we receive.
Frank Lefevre, I mean, who's responding to that?
Janet can respond also.
Good.
Janet? Okay. Am I off mute? Was I heard when I said Lefevre on the stack? Janet Kay?
Draft minutes from the WBAI Delegates Assembly Secretary Sean Rhodes that included, well, I can forward them actually. It included who was present, and I can read those names: Thomas Barton, Catherine Davis, Jim Dingman, Reggie Johnson, Ken Laufer, Frank Lefevre, Patricia Logan, R. Paul Martin, Eve Moser, Sean Rhodes, Alex Steinberg, Jeremy Taylor, and Bob Young, and that's 13. And I'm forwarding these.
Okay. We'll now proceed with discussion on the motion. I think Jan.
Adriana.
And then Adriana. Jan?
Yes. There was a quorum at the WBA.
Point of information, is my phone off mute or on mute?
On.
Well, you're talking and we can hear it.
Okay, good. I would like to speak to the motion.
Who is that speaking?
Frank Lefevre. Director.
I'm sorry, you have to wait until we'll have to deliberate on that. You're not technically on the roll.
I would move that he be heard as a guest of the PNB, since
sorry.
He has relevant information.
You can't do that. I'm sorry, yes. You're out of order. Jan, well, you wish to go on with your motion. Would you please go and...
I'm sorry. It is not the part of any set of directors to decide what other directors may be seated.
Okay. Jan, could you please proceed to discuss your motion?
Yes. My motion is to seat the delegates that were elected at the January 26th Delegate Assembly of WBAI. That meeting was properly noticed. It had a quorum, and I would like to cede my time to Mr. Lefevre as a guest of the Delegate Assembly so that he can speak on that, and I also make a motion that he be allowed to speak at this meeting because he has relevant information. He was there at that meeting.
Point of order,
I'm sorry,
Mr.
Chair. Adriana.
The member is talking about, yes, the member is talking about her motion. She has the floor. She now produces a second motion. May I have the floor, please? Tell me when everybody else can talk. Because I'm after that member. Now she's making a different motion. I don't see it.
I said it.
Yeah, I'm overruling. I'm ruling that out of order because that's not germane to the subject matter. What the on the floor with the motion.
Okay.
And it is not in our procedures and rules that only PNB members can speak now and debate on the motions now.
Okay, well, my so. Motion, speaking to the motion.
It's time! Come on!
I'm sorry, your time is up, Jan. We only get 90 seconds. Who else is speaking to this motion?
Adriana is the next one.
Adriana, yes. Adriana? Hello?
Mr. Chair, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
I send a substitute motion.
You're making a substitute motion?
Yes, sir.
What is that motion?
I already sent it. Did anybody receive it?
Could you
yes, but would you
summarize?
Read it, please?
Could you tell
yes.
us what it is or read it?
Yes. where the list of PAI delegates claim to have been elected as directors on January 26, 2016, submitted by a particular group of delegates is not valid because said election occurred at the meeting in which quorum was not obtained and votes were cast, including one person, Ms. Catherine Davis, whom the PMB has determined on January 21st, 2016, was not in fact a duly seated delegate. Ms. Davis instead remaining runner-up, and where the delegates of WBAI have therefore failed to submit a valid list of elected directors for the 2016 Pacifica National Board, whose sitting in late January is required in the bylaws, and which day for this year, January 28, 2016, has been publicly calendared at kpft.x.org since December 23, 2015, and where three of WBAI present directors are off of the local board by virtue of term limit, Coleman, and term expiration and replacement, Burden and Brown, and where the one-year term of all four of its 2015 directors has expired, be it resolved that while the 2015 WBAI directors are welcome to participate in future PMB discussions and remain bound by fiduciary responsibility, they shall not vote on matters before the board, and that this shall continue to be the case until WBAI holds the required elections and submit results to the PMB. And further, that the WBAI delegate shall meet on Wednesday, February 10th at 9 p.m. at the same location at the meeting of WBAI local station board, scheduled for 7 p.m. that says that the purpose of electing 2016 director to the Pacifica National Board. At such meeting and any later 2016 meeting of the WBAI delegate as per PMB motion adopted in January 21, 2016, determining the bylaws compliant occupant of the seat vacated by the term limit former staff delegate Janet Coleman.
Okay.
I cannot.
Everyone
shall remain seated as a delegate, and Catherine Davis shall not be seated as a delegate.
Okay, everyone, has you sent that in writing?
Yes.
Do we have a second on that?
Second.
Who was that that seconded?
Ron Finsberg, PLW.
Okay. And, okay, it's been moved and seconded. You should receive that in writing. Is there any discussion on this motion? We'll take a stack for discussion.